It is 7:34 in the morning here on Upfront. I'm Kat Brooks. Janine Etter is on vacation. 2 weeks ago, Parmjit Singh, an elderly Sikh man, was stabbed to death in Tracy, California. He is one of seven violent attacks against Sikh people in Central and Northern California in just the last 2 years. Yet and still, authorities remain hesitant to call them hate crimes. We are joined this morning by Megan Daly, who works with United Sikhs, the organization representing the family of Parmjit Singh. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you so much for joining us. So can you tell us what happened to Parmjit?
Yes, and I want to preface this for your listeners by saying that what I'm about to describe is pretty graphic in nature. So last month, Parmjit was going on his daily walk in the evening through Gretchen Talley Park in Tracy, California, when he was violently attacked in an ambush attack from behind. The assailant slit his throat, and Parmjit, within a matter of a few minutes, bled out on the scene. When ambulances and police arrived to the scene, he was already dead on arrival. So we have since been in touch with the family to pursue justice. They believe that this was a hate crime based on all the overwhelming evidence and autopsy report. We believe this is a hate crime, and based on the amount of tracking we've done against Sikhs since 9/11, this has all the signature markings of what a hate crime would be classified. We've engaged the FBI, and they are now investigating the case.
Any leads on suspects or who killed him?
Yes, actually, a suspect has been arrested and has pled not guilty in court, which is Anthony Rhodes, a 21-year-old from Tracy, California. According to the complaint that's been filed against him, he did premeditate this act of murder. He is being charged for murder, and we understand, based on information provided by the Tracy Police Department, that they do have an overwhelming amount of evidence that he did commit this crime, and we are confident that he will be brought to justice.
Is there a large Sikh community in Tracy, California?
There is a large community of Sikhs and of Indians in general in Northern California, yes.
So since the election of Donald Trump, many groups of color and vulnerable communities have experienced upticks in hate crimes. Can you talk about what this has looked like for the Sikh community?
Yes, I think it's fair to say that we've been affected by that as well. I think it's also fair to say that communities of color across the country are clearly under attack, and hateful rhetoric is not helping. We've actually been tracking hate crimes, an uptick in hate crimes against the Sikh community since the 9/11 attacks. And according to our records, there have been approximately 50, of course, there could be more, but according to our numbers, we have monitored 50 hate crimes since 9/11 across the country, 11 of which have been in Northern California since 2011.
Out of the 11 cases, let's stick in Northern California for a moment, how many of those have authorities been willing to classify as hate crimes?
Almost, I could say zero. So we understand that the criteria for proving a hate crime is incredibly difficult. There was one proven against a Uber driver in Chicago, Illinois recently. But just going back to California for a moment, you can point to last year, we were also engaged with the Department of Justice and the FBI with two very brutal attacks against two Sikh Americans, one of which was a 50-year-old in Keyes, California, as he was campaigning for two Republican candidates in his district. He was posting signs for these candidates in his yard when he was attacked from behind from two hooded assailants who inscribed hateful and white supremacist rhetoric across his truck. And hate crime charges have not been brought against those assailants. Actually, they're still on the loose. There was a 70-year-old in Manteca, California last year around this time who was attacked viciously by one of the assailants, of which was the son of a local police department sergeant. He since has gone to jail for his crimes. However, he has not been charged as a hate crime in that particular case as well. So these are just two examples from recent cases last year in the summer.
And what do you say to people say, well, why does it matter? I mean, if they're going to jail, you know, they're paying for their crimes. Why is the classification of a hate crime so important?
Mm-hmm. It's important because justice is what ultimately is what the family wants and what matters. And in our opinion, justice is not fully served until hate crime charges are brought. And this is called for what it is. The community and the family do not want to remain silent and do not want to see the suspect go to jail just for murder. They want this crime to be called for what it is, which is a hate crime.
Why do you think, or what are authorities, do you feel resistance from authorities, or do you feel it's just, they're like, it's just too hard to prove and they're looking for the win?
We feel that in this particular case, with Parmjeet's murder, the Tracy Department has been going above and beyond in exploring all possible motives. And going to your point, yes, it is incredibly difficult to prove the basis of a hate crime, the motive of a hate crime, which is why we've engaged the federal authorities. So in this particular case, we're pleased to see that they're working together to explore the possible motive of hate.
We see a lot of communities, for instance, the Muslim community, they've been taking extra precautions at mosques, security, moving differently. How has this impacted the ways in which the Sikh community is moving in Tracy or in other places in Northern California?
They're afraid to go out at night. They're afraid to go out, period. There's been recently viral video of an Instagram influencer in the Tracy area who threw a bottle of water at a Sikh elder who was simply on a walk, going on a walk in his neighborhood. So this is not an isolated incident of attacks against Sikhs in the Tracy area, unfortunately, or in the Northern California area. But certainly since the news of Parmjeet's murder, they're terrified to leave the house. We've issued guidance to the community if they do go out in walks to go in groups of two or more if possible. And we've also maintained contact with the local Gurdwara, which is the Sikh temple in Tracy, to issue guidance on how to protect themselves and to remain vigilant and to report hate crimes if any suspicious activity or anything is suspected, to report it immediately.
Members of the Sikh community been making alliances or in communication with other targeted and vulnerable groups?
Yes, we're actually in communication with local Muslim nonprofits as well. One of the main reasons why Sikhs are a target of hate crimes is because they're mistaken for Muslims. So we are maintaining contact with our sister nonprofit organizations in the area, as well as all other interfaith groups. Every time a hate crime is committed, we monitor our interfaith partners to set up a vigil, which we did in the wake of Parmjeet's death. We set up an interfaith vigil, which was attended by more than 500 members of the interfaith community in Tracy.
Out of the 7 violent attacks in Central and Northern California just in the last 2 years, have you been able to trace any connection between the perpetrators, either organizationally or friend-wise, network-wise?
Not as of yet, no.
Okay. Megan Daly, please keep us posted as things progress. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.